Well, the sports world as a whole has...
In its entirety.
Oh, in its entirety. That's better. My mind sounded weird. Look, it is shut down. The NFL, on the other hand, it is business as usual as transactions are flying left and right. And oh, by the way, labor peace is there for the NFL. We head right now to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We bring in former NFL front office member with the Packers, columnist for the MMQB, and Business of Sports podcast, one of our favorites, Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I kind of did not expect, truly, that we'd be transacting business in the NFL today, even after the CBA got approved. Yet here we are. Things is business. Every other sport is completely shut down, and business as usual in the NFL.
Well, I've seen both sides of this, and one of them is the obvious that there should not be any business going on for the clear reasons, but the other one is all of these teams can work remotely anyway, so it shouldn't be a big deal. What do you think?
Yeah, I just, first of all, teams are working remotely, but they're working from their basements. I mean, these teams have been sent home, as every business in America seems to be right now. It just seems like what was, same thing with the CBA, really. What was the rush? It's not like teams are gathering in the next couple months anyway. And maybe the NFL just feels this is only going to get worse before it gets better. Just throw this out there now because you couldn't do this in a couple weeks if it gets worse. But I get, you know, I get everyone saying they need the rest, they need the normalcy, and they need to get away from the bad news. But it just seems odd. The NFL is transacting business, and of course everyone jumps on these transactions and the millions of dollars amid this deepening crisis.
It is crazy. You're right. I think odd is a perfect term for what we're going through right now and the business of the NFL currently. Personally, I enjoy it just because it takes my mind off of other things, but I totally understand if people feel like it's a tone-deaf situation. Neither here nor there, though. Things are going on. And I wanted to hit on, Andrew, first, the CBA, the fact that it was ratified, passed but barely. 59 votes was the difference here in this one. First of all, which way were you thinking that this was going to go? Because everything that following social media and following, you know, a lot of the star players said absolutely not on this. Did you think this was going to get ratified?
Well, I think whether I thought or not, I thought it was an inequitable deal for the players. I was very vocal that I thought this was not a good deal for the players, if only for the fact that it's 11 years. We're not going to have a new CBA until 2030. I just thought to give up that massive concession of a 17th game, which I thought was a non-negotiable on the player's side, and somehow it became a non-negotiable from the owner's side, they did not get enough in return. Now, I know they got pension benefits and the increase in the minimums and no marijuana testing, basically, but to give up that massive concession, and when, you know, we're never going back to 16 games. We know that. Football has changed forever. More injuries, more concussions, more debilitation. And I just didn't think they'd get enough back. As to whether it would pass or not, I don't know. I mean, you had the executive council against it, the sort of leadership of the union. You had the player rep, 17-14, one abstention for it, kind of a lukewarm endorsement. And then it went to the full population. And frankly, I guess I'm surprised it was as close as it was because I thought there'd be enough strong-arming to get people to sign off. And it passed by slimmest of margins, a handful of votes. And I'll just say this, that is a referendum. I mean, that is like 1,000 players do not like to be dragged into this deal for 11 years. That's a problem going forward.
Andrew, I wonder at this point, because you're absolutely right, nothing goes backwards. It's not going to happen that way. We're not going to see 16 games again. Do you think that there is a way, or do you think that there's a want? Because that, like you just said, the league was darn near split down the middle of wanting it or not wanting it. Do you think that there's a way that NFL coaches this upcoming season and for the foreseeable future with their veteran players, with all their players, is there a way to limit the snaps or limit the reps where basically, hey, we're going to give you your 16-game workload that you're used to, but we're going to spread it out over 17?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a basketball thing where you sit Kawhi Leonard for a couple games or limit LeBron's minutes. I get it. I get the aspect of it. But, you know, again, football players only play half the game as it is, either offense or defense. So I don't know. I mean, again, like a running back will take off a series. Linemen, very unusual. Quarterbacks, unusual. Wide receivers in and out. But we'll see. I mean, I just think that the owners want to grow the game, sure. You know, they are limited at 16 games, even though limited means billions of dollars. So now they're growing it when they'll get more from TV. But the players, I don't understand. You know, say the owners made 17 games non-negotiable. Well, the players could have said, okay, our non-negotiable is 50-50 split. And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. You know, they're at 48 or 48.5, and it just seems like the players kind of gave in.
So why is that, though? Because the NFL, we look at the NFL and say, hey, look, if you're power ranking all the major sports, like, they are up there, man. That, like, that is the golden goose is the NFL. Yet we look at the union and say, they're the weakest one. Like, they don't stick to their guns. Like, why is that? You've been on the other side of this. What is it about the NFL players union that they can't stick to what they really want?
You know, listen, I've been on both sides. What you just said is really unfortunate because I hear it all the time. Like, there's a resignation in our voices about the NFL players. Like, you know, they'll never stick together. Almost like they should be lucky to get what the owners give them. Where you would never say that about basketball players or football or baseball players or hockey players. And that's unfortunate. I don't know what the answer is. I think this was a moment in time where you had the stars like J.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson say, don't take this deal. Now, people say, well, that's they don't care. I said, they do care, because if they didn't care, they'd say to the players, yeah, take the deal, whatever. You know, we're good either way. But here they are fighting against the owners when they don't need to fight. They're fighting for the larger cause of all these players. And it was their moment. But by this ridiculously small handful of votes, they're stuck with this deal for 11 years. And I never bought into the fear, but maybe players did, that somehow if they turn it down, there's going to be Armageddon, there's going to be a strike, they'll never hold together, the owners will rub their nose in it. I never thought any of that, but that was out there. That was out there, unfortunately.
And my understanding is that most of the votes came in before the last several days, so it's not like this is all necessarily fear of the coronavirus and wanting to get something done before stuff really gets out of hand. Is that accurate, that most of these votes were cast long before?
I don't know. I heard that a lot of lobbying went on the last day or so from the player reps to their groups around the teams. So, for instance, you know, that I mentioned player reps are 17-14-1. I think of those 17 teams, I think there was a lot of lobbying from those player reps, like, get your vote in. That's what I heard. And, you know, you can make arguments both ways about the virus. Like, some people are saying, well, they're lucky they got the deal with this crisis. Well, assuming the crisis ends before March of 2021, then they're back in a good spot, you know, to negotiate better. But, of course, it seems to be over.
Andrew, moving on to the transaction today, we've heard a lot of different things. And, again, whether people are behind the fact that the NFL is moving on or not, things are happening. And one that ended up striking a lot of people as, I don't know, at least odd, or the way I look at it is lopsided, is David Johnson to Houston. DeAndre Hopkins is heading to Arizona. When you saw that deal go down, I mean, how do you look at that one?
Well, Houston's been a really interesting case for a year now because they don't have a general manager. They have a coach. And for whatever reason, that coach has extraordinary power, Bill O'Brien, to basically be the general manager too. And I just think unless your name is Bill Belichick, that model doesn't work. And, you know, coaches have to inspire and motivate and get guys to run through a brick wall. And, you know, general manager's got to be very detached. And, you know, you can't do both. And this is a personal thing. You know, it got personal with him and Jadeveon Clowney last year, shipped him off to Seattle. It got personal with DeAndre Hopkins, took what they could get from Arizona. Doesn't look like an equitable deal, like the Clowney deal didn't look like an equitable deal with Seattle. So here we are. I mean, Houston is not looking good in these moves. And they traded for Laremy Tunsil without doing a companion contract, so they're going to be, you know, all leverage goes to that player when they try to negotiate. So I'm not sure what Houston is doing.
So we've heard several different quarterbacks connected to the Bears today. Teddy Bridgewater, Andy Dalton, and Nick Foles, those three. Which one do you think ends up there, if any of them?
As I tweeted, it looks like the Bears are ABT, anybody but Trubisky.
Ron is a big Bears fan.
I mean, I don't know why. I mean, listen,
well, that's a great question.
No, I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm not as down on Trubisky as everyone seems to be. I just think that for whatever reason, they're not willing to hand him the job, even though they trade all these picks. He was second pick in the draft. He's their future, blah, blah, blah. Someone is going to be challenging him and or beating him out. And, you know, you're right. You hear these names. And, you know, they're, whether it's Bridgewater or Dalton or Foles, they will be 1 and 1A with Trubisky. And it just seems like there's no more he's our future in Chicago.
Finally, Andrew Brandt, in a time right now that is unprecedented. We've never dealt with anything like this, it's just as a nation in general. People are staying home a lot more. I'm interested on your end. What should we binge watch on Netflix? You got anything for us, Andrew? What are you watching?
Jeez. You know, I'm not... I took a flight last night. Again, I was wiping down everything. I was wearing gloves and a mask. And I ended up watching, how about this one? I ended up watching the Aaron Hernandez documentary.
That's a good one.
Good.
It's really good, and it's powerfully, you just kind of shake your head. I just mentioned Belichick as GM and coach. Like, what was he thinking with that one? Jeez.
No kidding. Well, Andrew, we really appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are, and I know how crazy the world is right now. So we appreciate and hope to talk to you again soon.
You got it. Take care.
All right. That is Andrew Brandt. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew Brandt. His podcast, the Business of Sports podcast, is incredibly insightful. You'll love that. And his work at MMQB is fantastic. All right. Coming up next, you probably have questions. Lots of questions. So many questions. I don't know if they're sports questions because, you know, no sports and stuff. But we need them. Get them in right now. The Sports Six Pack is coming up. Get your questions into the Air Comfort Service. Text line 657-806 Pack is next on the Fast Lane.